hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, please be with this service this morning. Please help me as I preach. Please give me your strength and your power. Lord, we ask that you'd be with Brother Gary. Lord, please lay your hand upon him. Lord, please strengthen him and raise him back up, we ask. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning, the verse that we're going to use here is that last verse we read, verse 27 from James chapter 1, where it says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. Talked about that religion we need. Religion we need. We all know the sad truth that many religious people, they'll go to church this morning, wherever their place of worship may be, and they'll go lost, and they'll sit there, and they'll get up and they'll leave, and they'll be as lost when they left as when they got there. And that idea of religion. And I guess using that term religion is something I don't use too often, I guess. The fact that, I guess I grew up hearing the statements like, religion will send you to hell. And, we need Jesus. And, excuse me, for some reason, I remembered to turn the ringer off. But it's been buzzing in my pocket all morning. And I don't want to look and see who it is because I don't want to have a wrong spirit against them. And the idea that it's true. Religion does send people to hell. Like we've all met people that are good, decent people. They were deeply committed to their religion, but the beliefs they were following were totally wrong. But the thing is, and like I said, that growing up with that idea that using that word religion, is like, well, religion will send you to hell. So we say it different ways, and that there's nothing wrong with that. But here in verse 20 says a pure religion. And I look at it, different things that we need, the religion that we as Christians that we need. And we're going to look at some just a few moments this morning. And we see, first of all, we need personal religion. Personal religion. John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. As I mentioned before, there are many that have that church affiliation. Maybe whatever they may be. If I mention one, then I'll be hating on them, or and then I'll get canceled. And I'm not sure what they're going to cancel me from. I'm not that popular, and I'm just an average Joe. But the thing is, they have a church affiliation, but they don't have that personal relationship with Jesus. They might hold a position in their church, but they don't know that they're on their way to heaven. You run into them quite often. You're here in town knocking on doors. You'll knock on a door and say, "Oh, we go to this church, or we go to, and it, you know, there are many times they'll tell you where they go, and you'll know, well, that church doesn't believe the gospel. And they belong to that church, but you know that they're probably not saved. Or maybe you talk to a co-worker or a friend or someone like that, and you'll find the same thing. But that personal relationship is what is important. You must be born again. You must have that personal relationship. And the fact is that not, and I've said it before, not everyone is a child of God. You know, the world wants to throw that term around to try to lump us all together. Which, surprise, surprise, they want it both ways. You know, part of the time they don't like religion, you know, because they don't want to, they want to do their own thing. But then on the other side of the coin, but we're all God's children. You know what? God is not willing that any should perish. But if you're not saved, if you've never trusted Him, you're not one of His children. And I don't say that happily. I don't say that lightly. I wish that if you're not saved this morning, I wish you were one of His children. And it's our prayer that you get saved before you leave here this morning. But not everyone's one of His children. Only those that have trusted Him. Only those that have realized that they're sinners. They realize that there's a price for that sin. Those that have realized that Jesus paid that price when He came to earth and lived a perfect life and died on the cross, was buried, and rose again the third day. And after realizing that, they called on Him and accepted that free gift of salvation. Then and only then are you one of God's children. We need that personal religion. But not only that, we need purifying religion. We need purifying religion. Far too many Christians, those that are God's children, those that have trusted Him, have never committed to living for Him. They want what God has to offer, salvation, but that they want what the world has to offer also, sin, that pleasure of sin for a season. You know, they know salvation, but they also know sin, and they want both. And also what comes with that, we know it comes, no service comes with that, no sacrifice comes with that. They just want to live their lives. Enjoy, you know, I have salvation, so I'm covered at the end of my life, and I want, you know, I want to serve self and to enjoy, as they think enjoyment, what enjoyment is, as they go through life. And they don't have any, there's no service, there's no sacrifice. But you know what else there isn't? There's no satisfaction either. They might have trusted Him for salvation, but they won't turn to Him and give their lives to Him, and then they wonder why they don't have that peace and joy. We need that purifying religion. We need to not only trust Him, but we need to serve Him. And we need to get that sacrifice. We need to find God's will and do it. Only then will we know that peace, that joy that comes with salvation, with being one of His children. But not only do we need that purifying religion, we need positive religion. We need that positive religion. Are you saved? Do you know we'll knock on the door and ask people, you know, do you know 100% sure you're on your way to heaven? Like some of the tracts say that too. You know, and the thing is, I'm afraid too many folks that are, they think they're saved. Are they saved? Well, sometimes I think they're not sure, I should say. They're not positive. They're not 100% sure. They think they are. They kind of remember something that they did. I think we've those of us that have, that deal with folks, you know, maybe at the altar, though, if they're not walking with the Lord, they'll feel like they're not saved. But you know what? Not being sure is no way to go through life. You need to know for sure you're saved. There needs to be no doubt about it. I've told you before, Allie, when I was a little kid, I went forward in a I don't want to say junior church. It was a vacation Bible school. And I went forward and I prayed a prayer, not knowing completely what I was doing. And for a while, I based my salvation on that. But then there came a time where I started doubting whether I was saved. And you know what I did? I got assurance of salvation. You know what? There's nothing more tormenting than thinking you're saved but not sure you're saved. But you know what? The devil loves that. Because if you're not confident, you'll be hesitant. You say, what are you talking about? You'll be hesitant to take a stand for him. You won't be. You won't want to. You know, it's like, well, I'm. You'll hesitate because it's like, well, I'm not even sure I'm saved. You don't want to say it, but you're not sure. And you surely won't want to tell anyone about him because, you know, I'm going to witness and here I'm doubting my own salvation. We need to have that positive religion. We need to make sure we're saved. And I am not trying to get anyone here to doubt your salvation. I wouldn't do that for the world. But I'm telling you, if you're struggling with it and you don't know for sure, let today be the day you know for sure you're on your way to heaven. And make sure, and so you can say, I know 100% sure I'm on my way to heaven. Like I said, you'll never have any confidence in your Christian life until you do. We need to have a positive religion. Not only that, we need powerful religion. Powerful religion. I was reminded of the song, I Serve a Risen Savior. In that verse, Matthew 28, where it says, He's not here, for He is risen. What a blessing, what a comfort that is. In the Bible chart that we gave out at the beginning of the year, we're going through the we're in the Gospels now, different, you know, and reading each account of it. And I don't know about you, but it's like, you read how Jesus was treated and abused, and then you get down to the end where it's like, He's risen. It's like, I don't know about you, it's like, thank goodness. The good guy won. You know, it's like where the times where you know, different things and you know, you'll watch a show and the good guy doesn't win. You know, it used to be the good guy. I caught the end of this where the good guy had the white hat, the bad guy had the black hat. In the end, the good guy always won and got the girl. You know, and so it's like, you know what? Cut and dry. That's just how it is. And you know, but we know that's not how life is. But the thing is, it's always exciting when you get down to that part where they're looking, they go to the tomb and he's not there. He's risen. You say, well, all right. The Lord won. And what a blessing. He's alive today. You know, there's no other religion that can say that. And, you know, when the problems and situations get you down, you know, we can cheer up because He's alive. We heard about Brother Gary, and I was sitting up here. And I was fighting back tears. And then Sam was playing "I Must Tell Jesus." And then I was thankful that I had Jesus to tell. And the fact that we have a powerful religion. Do we go to Him for the help that we need? It's available to us. He's there. He's risen. And we can go to Him. We don't have to pray to some idol or some grave. We serve a risen Savior. And He's my Savior. And He's there for me. He's there for you. We need that powerful religion. And not only that, we need that productive religion. We need productive religion. Once we get saved, and we're one of His children, and we know 100% sure we're on our way to heaven. You know what we need? We need to, as Jesus said in the synagogue, we need to be about our Father's business. We need to get busy. We look around at everything that's gone on in 2020, and it's not over yet. We still have, a couple months here. I guess we can quite kind of get down to where we're counting weeks now, I suppose. All God's people say, amen. And but the thing is, you know what? We'll say, well, you know, His return is, you know, surely it'll be soon. You know what? I can see that. You know, we've all been hearing that for quite some time. One of these days He is coming back. You know, maybe maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, maybe soon. You know what? Or maybe it won't be what we would consider soon. But He is coming back, and we need to get busy. He's left us a job to do, and we need to get busy doing it. Sharing the gospel, that's everyone's job. You know that? That's not just it's not just for the pastor or the church workers. That's for everyone who claims the name of Christ. And we need to not let laziness or indifference be neglectful. We need not let that cause us to just turn our back on our job. There's no excuse to neglect the job that He's given to us, I should say. You know, we need to be looking for ways that you say, with the COVID, we can't do this or we can't do that or whatever. And you know what? Maybe it's affected us a little bit in Indiana. There are other states where it's affected them a whole lot. But you know what? It's still our job to tell folks about Him. We need to have a productive religion. Religion that's working and telling folks about Him. Not just, oh, you know, I'm saved and my family's saved. We're all fine. And you know what? If you and your family, if your family is saved, well, amen for that. But you know, it still means we need to get busy. And we need to be busy telling folks about Him while we still can. We need to have that the kind of religion that we need. It's a religion that we know that we're saved. Realize that you know what? We're not all God's children, but if you're saved, you're one of His children. And once you're 100% sure of that and you got that settled, we need to get busy. And get busy telling folks about Him and sharing the good news. And like I said, one of these days He's returning. And I want to, when He returns, I want to be found being busy for Him. I'm sure no matter how much I accomplish, one of these days when I stand before Him, I'll be thinking was, I wish I would have done more. But I don't want to be standing in front of Him saying, I wish I would have done something. We need to get busy because He's coming back for us.